Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Liam in Iowa has a flooring question. What can we help you with?
I was wondering if I could get away with putting some snap-together flooring like Pergo over carpeting in the dining room, because I don't want to cover the carpeting up, but the dining room is carpeted, and we'd like to have a hard surface underneath the dining room table so it doesn't get, you know, food and stains and stuff in the carpeting.
Just so you're talking about an area just for the table?
Yeah, just like underneath the dining room table. Rather than tear up a hole in the carpeting or tear up the carpeting in the dining room, you think I could just snap together flooring over the carpet under the dining room table and chairs?
I don't think so, because that type of flooring needs a certain level of consistent support. And there's special underlayments that are designed to go underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And those underlayments have just enough cushion, but it gives the flooring material the support it needs. So putting it on top of carpet, it's going to be too mushy. And the floor joints are going to start to break apart. So that's just not going to work. You're going to have to decide one or the other.
Okay, so if I want a hard floor, I'm going to have to tear up the carpeting.
Correct.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for a hard floor like a Pergo or a laminate type, you know, you would take up the carpeting, which, I mean, isn't a huge project. And, you know, depending on what's under there, you could probably use whatever plywood or, you know, base as your subfloor and make it work really well and go together quite easily. The other option, if you like that carpeting that's in there, you're just concerned about, you know, the table and the usage and dirt, you could get an inexpensive like sisal or seagrass rug, which is really in style, and layer your carpeting. I've seen this done many times. It looks great in rooms like this. And you can do a carpet underneath, you know, like an area rug underneath the table and chairs. And if you go with a sisal or seagrass, it's very stylish. You know, I don't know what your decor is, but it could work and be really awesome.
A friend of mine has like an indoor-outdoor rug that looks like black and white tile at their campsite outside of their Airstream trailer. So maybe something like that, like an indoor-outdoor type of carpet.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be indoor-outdoor. I mean, if I had an Airstream trailer, I'd probably have indoor-outdoor carpet for that too. But,
right.
You know, in your situation,
in my dining room,
house.
I don't know I would do that.
Exactly.
But you can get a sisal rug or a seagrass rug for, you know, $100 or $200, depending on the size of it. And those clean really well. They're reversible. So if one side gets like super dirty, you just flip it over and use the other side. And then when that one gets trashed, you chuck it and get a new one.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.